today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Call in on the Sickle CAI lines. And, well, we're here to take your calls, talk about what you want to talk about. And it looks like we've got Stephen in Delaware. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay,
I am
Stephen.
Absolutely mind blown by the show. This is the first time I've heard of you.
It happens.
You're on WGMD down here in Delaware.
Yeah,
apparently
that's true.
Replacing Mike Savage.
Yes, we're the opposite of Mike Savage.
I am a non-voter. My voting privileges have been revoked.
Really?
However, you guys bring back the ghost of 68, when the Yippies, descended on Chicago and basically made a mockery of the system. And I am entirely in agreement with what your guest has been saying, that voting is at best a ritual and at worst a requirement of, an overly, how should I say it? Give me words.
I'm intrusive?
How about a bizarre and contrived justification for violence against innocent people?
I am a victim of that. I recently won a litigation after having my rib cage smashed for exercising my right of self-defense. I was beaten by prison guards. I won my litigation, proving my point. And I have my words fail me, and that's not me. I usually have words for everything.
Well, radio is that way. You get a little nervous. It's your first time on. It's no big deal. That's what we're here for. Now, so you in the state of Delaware, one cannot vote if one is a convicted felon.
Absolutely.
That's so? Okay.
I believe that's the case in California too. I think I met someone in California who couldn't vote for. Because of that.
You would have to look that up on the internet. I can tell you for certain that is the case in Florida. I am a convicted felon, and having been in Florida, I can, and I went back recently and for a pardon in front of the governor. I had been out 10 years, and they had the option of restoring any or all of my rights at once, any of them that they wanted to, and apparently Charlie Crist considered me too dangerous to vote. I'm not too dangerous to collect taxes from. However, I am too dangerous to vote. And which I think is a funny situation, because that's how the King George felt with the colonists. You know, he felt that they were good enough to collect taxes from, but not good enough to vote. And look what he got out of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caller?
Well, I just applaud you guys for bringing this up. Like I said, I'm listening to you for the first time, and my mind is blown that you're expressing so many feelings that I've been sitting on. I also happen to be the founder of Woodstock Sound Out 1967, which was the first and only festival held in Woodstock.
Hmm.
And we celebrated freedom. In 68, we celebrated in the streets of Chicago.
Now, I know what you're saying. There's been so many comparisons between the freedom movement of today and the hippies and the yippies and that kind of thing. But so many of the people of that movement turned out sort of to be socialists. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that subject, because obviously socialism isn't about freedom.
If you're not a liberal at 21, you don't have a heart. If you're still a liberal at 60, you don't have a brain.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Thanks a lot, Steve. And thoughts on that, Dale?
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I mean, if anything, take consolation in the fact that they took a right from you that they manufactured, and it's just a silly diversion anyway. I feel for him, because it's very possible that he was in there for a victimless crime, which means he's not a criminal in the first place. It's also very possible that he didn't, frankly, even if he did do something wrong and violated a person, there was a victim, that what was happening to him was not
Yeah,
even was an overreaction, and he didn't deserve that.
Even if you're talking about violent crimes or property crimes, you're certainly there's much better ways of taking care of them than our current legal system.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's my opinion. Ian here with us is deciding to show up and sit down at the mic number two.
Here I am. Yep. Do you want to know why I'm late?
I don't care. Let's talk to Mike in New Hampshire.
Oh, great.
Sorry, callers good. Come first, Ian.
Absolutely. I didn't even know.
Show about your call. Mike, shut up, Ian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's that chair. That's what corrupts people.
Sorry.
Be quiet, Dale, or I'll turn off your
caller.
Mic.
I'm sorry.
Mike?
You guys there?
Yes.
Well, you give him a little taste of power, and look what he does with it.
They're just talking all over you, man.
Ian. What's up? It's Big Mike calling from
Big Mike, what's on your mind, dude? All
right.
Hey, I was going to call in tonight and talk about this voluntarist outreach on Election Day. Dale, I think it's a great idea.
I heard you're going to be doing it out in Manch.
Yeah.
In Manchester, New Hampshire.
I've got a couple people that are probably going to help me out. I don't know for sure yet if I'm going to do this at one of the polling locations or maybe just downtown around lunchtime. It's going to be hard to...
That's not a bad idea, actually. I mean, that's not what I was suggesting, but, you know, since the polls may not be terribly busy this particular election, so.
So, Mike, in your wildest dreams, what do you hope to accomplish with your anti-voting campaign on November the 3rd?
Hey, dude, if I talk one person out of it, I'm happy.
But, you know, if talking one person out of it, does that achieve anything? Because people are still going to vote, right? And they're still going to do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, they still are. I was kind of joking there. To me, the thing that I was kind of looking forward to is just to spread the idea that there is another option out there for people. We don't need the government to do every little thing for us. You know, we can work together, I think, on a lot of common goals that most people share on a voluntary basis to come up with solutions to problems that we have, that we face every single day. And I think this was a good way that, you know, just to let people know that we're able to do that. I don't see a lot of people breaking away from the political process anytime soon. I mean, I know a lot of you guys are there, and I'm definitely there. But we're a long way off from, you know.
Wait. Mike, when you say we're there, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, Ian, you and I both are, I assume anyway, that you're a voluntarist like I am.
I'm a voluntarist who votes occasionally. I mean, I'm going to be voting this time around. I voted in the primary. There's a local guy here in Keene. He's one of the bloggers at freekeene.com. His name is Nick. And he's a great guy, and I believe that he's sincere and that he's also somebody who believes in liberty truly and is not interested in imposing his way on others through force. And so I have no problem getting behind his campaign and supporting him. Mark, you and I went out and handed out some flyers the other day for him. We're going to be going out and doing that again this week. I'm purchasing some radio advertisements for him on the local radio station. And I understand that politics is a really poor return on investment. Really poor. I mean, you don't get a whole lot for what you put into it. At least that's been my experience at it. But I do understand that the system does still exist. It is paid attention to and thought of as important by a lot of people. And if I can get a message of liberty out through their little system that they allow us to play with, then I have no problem doing that. I'm interested in doing what will get the ideas of freedom into as many ears as possible, and if that means supporting somebody who's principled, like a Nick, or, you know, Ron Paul's pretty darn close to being really principled. You know, I didn't have a problem getting behind his campaign either, but certainly I'm putting more effort into the local guy in this particular case. So I don't think that being a voluntarist necessarily means that you won't participate in their little system that they put up for you.
Where's your pride, man?
Where's my pride? I'm not saying that there aren't candidates out there that I sometimes agree with, you know, something that's on their platform. In that regard, I would probably make a pretty good candidate. I mean, I'm sure I would vote for me. The issue that I have with it is the system itself and not so much the candidates that often run within the system. What happens to the people that, you know, don't appreciate some of the views that, or some of the things that Nick Ryder, I'm using him as an example, or Ron Paul would put forward if they were elected and had their chance to pass some type of legislation, and they didn't care for it. I mean, there are people that are out there that want that. To me, it kind of looks like maybe we're forcing
a liberty solution on somebody that may not need it.
I'd like to address that. Can we come back and bring Mike back around here? I'd like, because I don't really understand his question. Hang on, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And I'd ask Mark if you wanted to wrap the show up and you know, do the entire show in this chair, and he passed on it. So
my chair is much more comfortable.
That chair was going straight to his head. It's a good
was
thing
it
got
really?
Him out of it.
Was yes. he doing something before I arrived?
He was getting all power trippy and stuff in that chair.
Be quiet, I'll turn your mic off, Dale.
You did turn my mic down, Mark. All right, so we're back, and
I noticed your mic's turned up higher than my mic.
No, it's not, actually.
So you can talk over me.
Not at all. 800-259-9231.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use your startpage.com. Use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com, and I use it every single day.
I've been using it.
I like the idea that I'm just safe inside the search and that, you know, it's not being, you know, not being added to a list somewhere.
I saw someone start a conversation on a thread somewhere about, like, what are some ways that we can have privacy with our searches? And they were kind of with all these elaborate little things to do. And I'm like, just go to StartPage.
StartPage.com. It'll solve all your problems.
All right. You guys have been talking about voting. Apparently, Dale's doing his voluntarism election day outreach. And so I wasn't privy to most of the conversation. You brought me up to speed while we're on the break there. And so I know we do have Mike on the line still in New Hampshire. And Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. So what was it that you were saying right before the break? I was a little confused about what you were getting at.
Well, okay, look, I think Nick is a good guy the couple of times that I've met him. If I were to still vote, I probably would vote for him. But what happens in a situation where there's something that I disagree with Nick on? Is he still going to force me to go along with it? And if he's enabling legislation, that's exactly what happens.
Right. So I see where you're coming from. You're saying that even if you agree with a political candidate on, you know, what you might consider 99% of the issues, there might be one thing in which they do something that is disagreeable. And so
right.
Therefore you would withhold your vote from that person.
Well, I would be kind of curious to hear what his response would be. I mean, what level of violence would he use against me if I decided that I wasn't willing to go along and be a participant in whatever it was that he was trying to do politically?
I'm pretty sure.
What he was trying to do politically was to pare down the amount of government that is imposed upon people and the taxes and that kind of thing.
Well, he doesn't need me to do that. I mean, I'm of the opinion, you know, I came here to live as a free person, so I, you know, the whole political system, I don't need that to happen. It's good for other people that are afraid to, you know, not follow their silly laws and worry
right,
about
right. I, look,
weapons,
Mike, but, I see what you're saying there, and I can't answer for Nick. He's not here right now. But I can tell you that I know Nick, and I've known him for quite a while at this point, and he's a pretty principled dude, and his intention is not to impose his way upon anybody, from what I can tell. So I don't expect that you'd see the power going to his head, but, you know, you never know, I suppose.
All that said, though,
Mike, don't you think it's more important? I mean, don't you think that it's worthwhile to, you know, to not have really tyrannical sickos in there as opposed to somebody that's, you know, principled, somebody that's going to, you know, maybe take an oath to only reduce the size of government?
Well, okay, look, we're going back to Nick, and I didn't want to, like, you know, use him as the only example for
Let's presume Nick will take the pledge, the small government pledge, that says that he'll vote to reduce the size of government every issue, every time.
Okay.
When you're done, I want to respond to that,
sure.
too.
That's fine, but now there's just him that's there right now, okay? Mm-hmm. If he were to be elected amongst, I don't know how many city councilors that you guys have in there, and I don't want to come out and, you know, try to rain on the guy's parade and say, you know, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting anything done that he wants to do, things that I might actually think are good ideas, but, you know, he's going to be able to put the, you know, the solution out there, or a proposal for a solution, and I don't know what... I mean, do you think he's going to be able to change the minds of the other people that sit on the city council with Keene?
Oh, I don't have any expectation that he'll even win.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't have a problem supporting a method of getting the ideas of freedom out into people's heads. I mean, that's what a political campaign, to me, is valuable for. As somebody who loves freedom but hates politics, I find it icky to participate in politics, but at the same time, If you're participating, then you get newspaper articles written about you. You get radio interviews. If you don't participate, you don't get those things.
You know, it's I think that the Pope, the current Pope of the Catholic Church, is a really tyrannical sicko. And I could probably have a stronger voice. I wouldn't be able to vote necessarily. I don't think that's how they do things. But I could probably have a stronger voice to express that if I joined the Catholic Church and became Catholic. But it's much more meaningful for me to say, keep that religion out of my life and let me not be Catholic, so it doesn't matter what that tyrannical sicko says. And that I would much rather spend my efforts that way. And I look at my volunteerism outreach the same way, as saying, look, this is politics is another religion. You've got the president, which is your pope of that religion, and you've got your archbishops and bishops and priests and everything just as well, and your enforcers and all that. And I'm like, look at that as a religion that I don't want to be imposed on me, and that shouldn't be imposed on anyone who doesn't believe in it. And I think this whole notion of being outside of that system, outside of statism, is progressing. The whole idea of it is progressing in the same way that atheism did, you know, maybe 20 years ago.
Dale, I respect your position, and I think that if you don't, I'm not trying to convince you to participate. I'm just talking about why, as a voluntarist, I do.
Yeah.
Because I started somewhere, and where I started was in the system. And if it weren't for Harry Brown running as the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate, maybe I wouldn't have come across the Liberty message. Maybe I would have. Obviously, it's speculation because I don't know how it would have shaken out. But I do know that it was Harry Brown's presidential campaign, which was a very, very principled message. It wasn't like Bob Barr. That guy wouldn't know principle if it hit him in the face.
Maybe the voluntarism outreach will reach more people than Nick Ryder's campaign.
Maybe it will. I think that all of the above should be done. I would be willing to do voluntarism outreach and at the same time work for Nick Ryder. I mean, that's essentially what I'm doing. I mean, I've got this show. I do it six nights a week. I talk about voluntarism on this program. And at the same time, I'm supporting Nick Ryder's political campaign so we can get a message of liberty, at least amongst all of the nastiness that's out there in the political system. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, when you said that, you know, running for office, you get political airtime, you know, you get media coverage. I wouldn't necessarily say that's the only thing that can get political coverage or media coverage, because look at the events that are, you know, the 420 celebrations.
I didn't say it was the only thing. I didn't say that. They give you coverage that you otherwise would not have received.
Right, but I do think that there are other ways that we can also get, you know, the message.
Absolutely. As I said, I think politics is the worst form of getting the ideas out, but I think it's folly to ignore them. In fact, I was just talking with one of the other activists here in town, and he's one of the kind of the people that's been here for a while, and we were discussing the issue, and he mentioned that he was thinking about getting involved in running a campaign and bringing a little more political action out here to Keene, because, and I agreed with him, I said, they hate it. The political people will tell you on one hand, oh, you guys should get involved in the system, but then when voluntarist types and outside the system types actually get involved in the system, they hate it. They can't stand it because they don't know what to say. They can't respond.
It is making them out to be the hypocrites they are.
They can't respond to the things that we say. They can't make any points against, because we're so, you know, the voluntary position is just so logical and it makes so much sense. Thank you for the call tonight, Mike. Appreciate the thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include live streams, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well. Also, a webcam, listen lines, those are available 24 hours a day. All of it's available for you any old time at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. And Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose in every genre. Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So let's continue taking your phone calls and go to Corby listening in Florida on the AMP lines. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about our voting choices. And, you know, all my life I was taught, oh, people die till you have the right to vote and all this same propaganda that, you know, they're us with, but I was curious just now as to when was the last time we had an independent as president, and actually we never have. Every United States president has either been a Federalist, a Democratic Republican with one of the parties, or a Whig, or then a Democrat or a Republican. So there's always been a member of a party, so it's either one of two choices, or, you know...
Wait a second. Didn't Theodore Roosevelt run in his second term as the Bull Moose Party and win?
According to the website I'm looking at, it's not showing this, but I might be wrong. It did show that Andrew Johnson was a War Union Party, but it also showed him listed as a Southern Democrat somewhere else, so...
Some of the parties do not preclude membership in other parties, and I think it might even be the case with the Libertarian Party. It might not, now you can't officially probably vote. You probably have to officially be something else, but you can, like, for instance, the way I'm pretty sure when you join the Libertarian Party, you can still be registered as a Republican or a Democrat and still be a member of the Libertarian Party.
I believe you're correct about that. Not that I would recommend that anybody become a member of the Libertarian Party.
No,
me
neither.
It's an unprincipled joke of an organization. Corby?
Yeah, that's kind of why, like, even Ron Paul was, you know, the Border Patrol stuff, he was running as a Republican, which I think he would have done better as an independent, personally. But, you
know, I don't know about that.
Being Republican helped him get into the debates and things.
Yeah.
At least some of them, although they tried to keep him out as much as possible.
Having Ron Paul in the few debates that he was in, I think, was really great publicity for him and his ideas, and that I'm sure his appearances in those debates brought people on board with the Liberty Movement.
A lot of those people have gone on to become voluntarists, so I do have to... that's one of those things in retrospect I had to say...
You have to acknowledge
some
it.
Good came out of it.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Corby?
Yeah. Well, it just seems, you know, that he was biased by the media so much. I mean, you would just watch... I would clearly watch him win a debate, and when they would do the who won, they would just be like... He was like he wasn't even there. And the audience, like, he would clearly win, in my opinion, and everybody that watched it, but... They would just give completely different biased result, you know, to what happened to all, you know. So,
but what was the one thing with Fox News? Remember there was one of the debates, Fox was, I guess, doing it, and then they had the phone text poll.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one where Ron Paul was winning, and then something, what happened at the end of that? They changed... I don't recall exactly.
Well,
what
I remember the one where Sean Hannity said, "Well, this is an obvious mistake."
Right, right. They were downplaying it. So
they were saying that somehow their own phone poll was spoofed in some way or another.
Right. So they were blaming Ron Paul's win of their poll on the fact that Ron Paul's activists are more active.
And they went to pretty good lengths to keep it from being hackable. I know they, for instance, you know, you can only do one vote and it from each phone. So
right.
You know, and everyone else could do that for their own candidates, too.
Absolutely. So, really, if it's true that more people, you know, supported the other candidates, they didn't show it because they didn't call in to support their candidates. And so it was embarrassing to the Fox News people because they, you know, obviously were supporting the alternatives. They did not want to support Ron Paul. But, Corby, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, there was evidence all over the place of how the mainstream media was essentially sidelining Ron Paul and ignoring Ron Paul and making fun of Ron Paul. And, of course, now some of those people that had made fun of Ron Paul, like Glenn Beck, have essentially eaten some crow and admitted that Ron Paul was right on a number of things and have now at least embraced him to some extent.
It's so typical for them to embrace a libertarian-style message
right.
When they're not winning, when their guy isn't in there, when they're not winning, when they're
the
not
Democrats
doing well.
Are, yeah.
Or, yeah, exactly.
But you have to expect that, Corby. You have to expect as a liberty-oriented candidate or running any sort of libertarian or liberty-oriented campaign that you will be marginalized as much as possible. It's just the way they do it.
Yeah, Glenn Beck just signed a $50 million contract, so I would say whatever they told me to for that kind of money. You know, I mean, I'm sure he changes his poll based on whatever, you know, his readers or his, you know, whatever program director tell him to be supportive of.
Who's making $50 million?
Glenn Beck signed a $50 million contract with one of them, like a 10-year,
wow.
Just something crazy money, and it's like,
I might very well say whatever I was told then, too, but I don't know. I mean, what I've seen from Glenn Beck is a guy who's appears to be, to my mind, to what I can see, moving from, as I did at one point, sort of the Republican standpoint to a more liberty-oriented standpoint. I think he has a ways to go. He's not moving fast enough for my taste. However, I do know just how difficult it is to change once your voice has been recorded and is every day you've got the pressure on to remain the same, to remain consistent, to not change your point of view on things.
I think more people now are getting their news not from just the big three. Like it used to be, if Walter Cronkite didn't say it was news, it was people didn't believe it. Where now it's the internet and all these other media. So I think there's actually more of a chance of, like, Sarah Palin may even run as an independent, which I don't support her necessarily, but I'd like to see get away from this two-party system, because we can't even vote out income tax.
I mean, I don't think you'll ever see it. I think you'll see the fall of the federal government before you'll see them get away from the two-party system, personally. Corby, thanks for the call.
Yeah. The system is absolutely set up to be a two-party system.
Exactly, a straight-up majority voting thing. There's no way for smaller parties to compete, and what happens is they either merge together, join up to a larger one, whatever.
It's winner-take-all. That's the nature, and I don't know everything about the parliamentary processes that many other countries use and everything, but I can tell you that what my opinion is that the way that the United States system is set up, that you're basically your candidate wins or your vote was wasted because, well, if you voted for Al Gore or John Kerry or John McCain, your vote didn't count.
No, I don't know in detail, but I know there are places in Europe and such where you can get a portion of the votes, that a certain party member can get a certain portion of the votes and have a certain amount of votes then in government. So
there's proportional representation.
Right. It's
but that hasn't done anything to stem the flow of socialism.
Oh, I'm not saying it does. I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying that they actually do. You can actually get into government and have a say.
Sure.
Without it being a two-party system.
You can get into government and be ignored from within the government.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, our system is two-party by design.
Exactly, and the two parties don't want to let that go.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's the sort of the thing. When you get some guy like Ron Paul who manages to break the mold, his votes don't count because the stuff that he wants to get through generally doesn't go. Now, he's had some real luck with this audit of the Fed bill, the things that he's been saying for over a decade now, two decades now.
What's going on with that, by the way?
What, the audit of the Fed?
Yeah.
There's this Trojan horse that the Senate is introducing that is an entirely different bill altogether.
Oh, really?
So they may very well try to co-opt the message.
I don't think it was that powerful of a bill to begin
with. Right, essentially.
It was way overrated by a lot of people. They thought, oh, the Fed's going to be exposed for what it is. Ron Paul's
bill is pretty powerful, but I don't know that his bill is going to be matched in the Senate. See, this is the problem when it comes to politics. It's that sausage-making thing again. You know, his bill, although it was great, may very well not be the one that gets passed. And then once it does get passed, people say, they'll say, see, the Fed's great. That we've audited them and everything that they did is just fine and dandy. Mm. So
they're doing their job. Their job is to print money out of thin air. That's what they're doing.
They're doing it.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. I still got to explain why I was late. I'll get to that here. It's a pretty interesting little story. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never...
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoy this program, you can help support the show by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is that you buy, even if it's used. And they do sell used items at Amazon. We'll get a cut. And it's the same great Amazon prices. Go ahead, check them. Go through the regular Amazon.com. If you don't believe me, it's the same. It's just it's our special portal that allows us to get a percentage of Amazon's profits. So enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done, especially because the holiday season is approaching. All right, so we will continue taking your phone calls, and we'll go to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, happy Halloween, Ian.
Hey, Scott.
Dale, how are you?
Good, pretty good. You notice I didn't call you Scott the Bigot this time around because I felt that the last conversation we had that you'd made some progress, Scott, that you'd come to at least a step toward the idea of understanding that human beings are human beings.
And you, Ian, are doing so well with that condescending thing.
Well, I want to thank you for being honest. I'm still an anti-Semite. I'm still a bigot, but I'm not here to spew that tonight. The more I listen to you, it only reinforces what I've believed. I have no faith in our government. I don't vote. I've been listening intently to your discussion. I don't vote. It's not because I'm lazy. It's not because I'm stupid. It's not because I'm backward. I feel. I'll give you an analogy. Gentlemen, if you won a contest and said, you asked me, what did you win, Scott? And I told you, well, you have a choice. You could either have 100 pounds of cow manure or 100 pounds of pig dung. Which would you take?
Yeah, that's kind of what voting's like.
I won't vote. It's an insult to my intelligence because of special interests. You're merely exchanging garbage A for garbage B. Another aspect of our government, our young boys, I think I discussed this a few weeks ago with you, are dying. 8 or 9 or 10 have died in Afghanistan. They're dying for nothing.
That's true.
They're dying for old men. Well, now Obama is a young man, but what I'm saying is they're dying for selfish men with political aspects. They won't have their sons and daughters die. I wouldn't fight for this country. I wouldn't vote for this country. Do I hate this country? America used to be a great country. Emphasis on used to be. People were decent. I've never seen such a Hollywood selfish mentality. We're depraved. Our people are so... Everything is just is a five-minute attention span on what's going... Manny Ramirez is hitting, or what Brad Pitt is wearing, or what Jennifer Aniston.
You know, I share those same frustrations, Scott, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Culture is really, really important to people, and things that should be important aren't.
I think that some of the ways that he put it are probably kind of too harsh to get people to listen to some of your concerns, but I don't disagree entirely. I do think that Manny Ramirez is hitting, as amazing as it might be for a baseball player, is not the most important thing facing the United States, and that people should probably be tuned into.
I couldn't even tell you who Manny Ramirez plays for. I don't even know.
He left the Red Sox recently and went to some other team. But
that's all they always do. They're always floating around.
Yeah, that's one thing about baseball. Getting off topic. That's one thing about baseball and any other sport that kind of bothers me about it. Because, you know, when you look at it, what is it that you're voting for when it comes to rooting for your team? And there's really nothing. What is static about your team?
Some mascot.
They come and they go. They're not from a given region like your high school football team.
Members are from all over the place.
Yeah, some of them are from out of the country. Some of them are from across the country. You know, they're just from all over the place. So, you know, there's great guys out there that play very well. But when you're voting for your team, it seems to me you vote for one of a very few reasons. One, some guy that you liked at one point or another was playing for that team, and then you decided you imprinted on that team like you would your mother, mama, and then that's your team. So if you liked Joe Money back from the San Francisco 49ers, and now
the refrigerator from the Giants
Perry was a heck of a player, right? I mean, he had a lot of had a lot of verve, as it were. So or you like the colors. I've heard people actually say that they like the colors of the team, and I think it's reason enough, I suppose. Or you like them because they're close to where you are, sort of this pick whatever term you want, this kind of tribal mentality or whatever, this idea that
How long are you gonna go on this?
I think it's just weird, don't you? Don't you think it's odd?
Yeah. I'm not a sports fan myself. So.
I like to see people perform sports.
I like men's gymnastics and men's diving and
stuff. I bet you do. I'll bet you do.
I have no idea what they're doing, but I watch it if it's on.
Yeah, you like to
transfixed.
See those, yeah, you like to see
it's
those
the
buff little guys.
Thing I just don't understand.
Doing their iron crosses with a sock in their pants. Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, that's kind of how I feel about sports. Sports are silly. I like to watch them, and people don't understand why I will say, yeah, when I see a good play, and then I'll say, yeah, when I see the other team make a good play.
Yeah.
I love to see a good play. I don't even, some half the time, know who these guys are. Sure. I don't even know the colors of the team. I like to see people who do what it is that they're doing well. Sometimes I don't know a good play from a penalty, by the way. But,
as long as you're entertained.
Right. I tend to be entertained.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So tonight, I called in a few moments before the show to say, Mark, can you take the reins? I'm going to be running late. And I've never stayed late at one of my meetings for the local public access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do the show. But tonight I had to. Tonight I felt like, wow, I really did not want to miss this. Normally, board meetings are well, pretty boring.
Boring.
But in this case, it was quite a situation. Allow me to set the stage for you. Now, public access, for those that don't know, because it's not available in all areas. It's definitely in bigger markets, places like L.A. and, you know, New York, places like that. Bigger markets certainly have public access channels. Smaller ones may not have it at all. So it just depends. Your mileage may vary depending on where you are. But the basic concept, as I've always understood it, and I've been on the board of directors of this local channel pretty much since I got here 3 years ago, and I'm still on there. In fact, I'm on for at least another 2 years before I come up for to possibly be replaced. And the reason I got in was because I kind of got in before they were really adhering to their rules too strictly, and I came in and said I was interested in helping with this, and they said, okay, well, we'll put you on. And I've been there ever since, haven't missed a meeting. You know, it's one of my ways to get involved in the community, right? Because I'm kind of a media-oriented guy, even though I do this radio show. I've certainly had some experience in producing some television programming. Not a whole lot, but enough to where I consider it a bit of a hobby of mine. And so I've been on this board, and for the most part, it's pretty uneventful. I mean, for the most part, it's just, you know, okay, we accept the minutes from the last meeting. You know, the executive director of the organization lets us know what's going on. We usually accept everything he says. It's usually a bunch of yes men. It's usually just people saying, okay, oh, yeah, uh-huh, great idea.
Yep, sounds good. Yeah.
All right, right. When can we go?
Yes. So is the pizza going to get delivered here?
Yeah. Well, if there was pizza, then I...
Diet Dr. Pepper.
But so normally it's pretty uneventful, but within the last few weeks, there's been a program that's been running on the station that has been of a controversial nature. And the program is called When Elderly Attack. Now, it has nothing, the actual controversial content has nothing to do with old people attacking anything. What happened was the footage that was in question involves a pumpkin. Now, neither of you have probably seen this, but what happens in the footage is a point of view. So the camera is as though it is being, held by the person whose hand you see later in the video.
Okay.
And I'm going to try.
And those are relatively easy to do for sort of the guy who's producing his own video, the POVs.
Yeah, low budget.
Yeah, it's low budget.
The setting was a bedroom, lights fairly low, pumpkin sitting on the bed, blankets surrounding the pumpkin. The guy who's videotaping approaches the pumpkin, and when he closes in with the camera, you can see that there's a slit that's been carved in the pumpkin. And I knew immediately where this was going at this point. And he reaches his hand out and begins to, shall we say, digitally manipulate the slit of the pumpkin.
So he's rubbing the slit.
Rubbing
the slit that's cut in the pumpkin.
Correct. Putting his fingers into the slit, attempting to fit two in, makes a comment about how he can only fit one in. And
is he moaning and kind of making guttural noises?
Honestly, I didn't watch the full 6 minutes.
It doesn't seem like it would be that darn entertaining, but it does sound kind of funny.
It's probably funnier hearing it described than the actual video.
Oh, I was laughing when I was watching it. I thought it was funny. Of course, I was also laughing at the same time because I understood how offended some people would be by it. And so this is what kind of blew up the meeting tonight, and I'll explain a little bit further about it. Well, it's a freedom of speech issue, I think, and I'm going to take a freedom of speech position on this. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.